In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Risnall. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of January. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Today's top story is brought to us by Section 201 of the Trade Act of 1974, to wit, Global Safeguard Investigations, Import Relief for Domestic Industries. That's the technical description of the tariffs President Trump has imposed on foreign-made washing machines and solar panels. China, as you might know, dominates the solar market, and trade tensions are, as you might also know, not zero between the United States and Beijing. The president promised today at the White House there is not going to be a trade war over this, and it turns out quite a few analysts agree, at least for now. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong starts us off.
The solar tariffs hit an industry in China that makes up a tiny fraction of its exports. So many analysts used adjectives like modest and benign.
So Xi Jinping's not going to be losing any sleep over this.
Andy Rothman is investment strategist at Matthews Asia. He thinks President Trump indeed wants to avoid a trade war because Beijing has lots of economic weapons. It could retaliate by, say, walling off U.S. soybeans.
Soybean farmers in the U.S. sell about a third of their product to China, and they all happen to be concentrated in Republican districts.
For now, the Chinese have just complained, but small barks could still lead to something. A new U.S. national security paper frames China as a global competitor. And there are more trade cases coming. One focuses on the Chinese stealing U.S. technology and ideas. And rumor has it, White House advisors want to get tough on Beijing. Attorney Claire Reed is an ex-U.S. trade negotiator.
If you look at the other actions that have been taken by the administration in 2017, and you look at the hardening rhetoric, I think you have to appreciate the tensions are growing.
Meantime, in Beijing, President Xi Jinping has his own economic nationalists to please. So if pushed, he may whack back. Cheng Li is with the Brookings Institution.
Xi Jinping is dealing with the Chinese business community reaction and also reaction from the Chinese political establishment. People sometimes think that he is too accommodating to the United States.
For now, each leader is choosing restraint. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.